نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد we'll just do a little bit of revision of the duas that we normally read in the mornings we will take one again today Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu a companion of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam it is reported that he left Medina Sharif and then he stayed in Sham in Syria sakana Sham wa mata bi Damishq and he passed away in Damascus. Regarding him, it has been mentioned that kana faqihan aliman hakiman. He was a great jurist, he was a great alim, and a great hakim. So he says that Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man qala hina yusbihu wa hina yumsi. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبع مرات He says that whoever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that whoever reads in the mornings and in the evenings seven times حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم Then كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا أَهَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Allah Ta'ala will suffice for him for all his worries and concerns, whatever major worries and concerns that he has of this world or the Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala will suffice for that. Which means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is the one who sends whatever worries comes upon a person, it is Allah Ta'ala who sends these worries. He is the one that sends the pain. He is the one that sends the problems, the trials, the tribulations, the tests. Everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. Then there are two categories. There are people for whom these are indeed tests. And I have explained that with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is very unique. That when he sends a thing as a test, when he sends a pain as a test, when he sends a calamity as a test, when he sends a disaster as a test, when he sends upon a community fear as a test, when he sends upon the community of Islam a siege as a test, as happened in the time of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Battle of Khandaq, then when it is a test of this nature, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself gives that person the ability to overcome that test. Allah Ta'ala Himself gives that person patience. Allah Ta'ala gives them perseverance. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ So when they are patient, then Allah Ta'ala is with them again. So they are not at a loss even in that pain, in that trial, in that test. And as I explained, that it becomes as if the examiner, it is now time of examinations, and we know that sometimes the students complain of very difficult paper. But here in this case, it means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends that difficulty, and then He, as the examiner, He makes it easy for that person who is being tested. In other words, it's like that student or that candidate, that the examiner has set a very difficult paper. When he looks at the paper, he says, it's very difficult. I can't answer these questions, it's very difficult. But then the examiner comes and he takes the hand of the student and the candidate into his hand and then he says, come, I will write down the answers also for you. Now, will that paper be difficult after that? If the examiner himself has to write the answers, then there's no examination, then it is simple and it is easy. So this is what Allah Ta'ala then does. So that is that category for whom it is a test of their patience, of their perseverance, of their steadfastness. Oh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is trying to sort out the munafiqeen from the true believers. So for them, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. He gives them that patience and then Allah is with them and the end result is khair and goodness for them. And for another category, it is a punishment or an azab for them. Now for those for whom it is an azab and a punishment, then there is even rahmat and mercy in that, so that this person gives up his sins and turns towards Allah Ta'ala. This azab, this punishment that comes, It will create restlessness, lot of anxieties, worries, problems for that person, and he will not be like that first category, enjoying inside calm and sukoon. But for him also there is a kind of a rahmat in there and a mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that it is a wake up call, that get up now, it's too late, how long are you going to continue in this evil way of life? So make tawbah, make istighfar and turn towards Allah Ta'ala. So if this sinful person now makes tawbah, istighfar and turn towards Allah Ta'ala, then again he too is blessed with the rahmat and the mercy of Allah, and he too then again enjoys that same sukoon that the first category enjoys. And there's another category that although it's an azab from Allah Ta'ala, but they take no warning, they do not heed any warning, and they carry on in their indifferent lifestyle, they are still negligent, they know that it is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, but they say, well, these type of punishments came upon the people of the past also. Our grandfathers were also afflicted with these type of sicknesses and problems and disasters. So why should we turn towards Allah Ta'ala? Why should we go towards namaz? Why should we start straightening up our dealings? And why should we make rujoo ila Allah? So for them it is then an azab, and it continues until finally they will end up in Jahannam. So here he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that whosoever will read Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening, and that hardly takes any time to read. Then Allah Ta'ala will take over these worries and problems of his, which has come from his side as a test. And say, what is hum? Al-hum huwa al-ghammu al-lazi yuzeebu al-insan. We're not talking about ordinary, simple little problems that man faces. Here, hum, he says, is that worry which dissolves a person. Like it is a worry that is terrible. The person can't take that kind of worry and pain. But if he reads this with yaqeen in the morning and yaqeen in the evening, then inshallah ta'ala, that person will find it easy to overcome these type of problems. Allah ta'ala will give him that sukoon in his heart. It will be like in the midst of thorns, the flower that blooms. That all round there could be thorns, but in the midst of that there's a beautiful flower that is blooming. That this person will have thorns all round of pain, of problem, of disaster and everything. But in between there will be such calmness, as even the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Afghanistan Taliban, even they are admitting that we are surprised that after the persistent bombing over so many days, but they say when we meet those Taliban, there is such a calm and sukoon over their hearts. It is unreal, they say, it's unbelievable. That we are more excited, more worried. But he says there is such a calmness. What is that? That is because they have got this yaqeen that if we die, we are shaheed, and if we return, we are ghazis. So Allah Ta'ala gives them that kind of sukoon in their hearts. So this Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. My Allah sufficeth for me. Now that person who says my Allah is sufficient for me, there's no time to go into detailed explanation, inshallah we'll see, we'll continue tomorrow. But Hasbi Allah, just this first part of it, my Allah is sufficient for me. Now Allah Ta'ala, who is the controller of the universe, controller of man, controller of our lives, he in whose hand lies the control of the heavens and the earth, everything is in his control. We have got absolutely no control over anything in this world. It's just that Allah Ta'ala has given us some willpower and a little bit of life, and he has given us some strength in our bodies, and we are being questioned and answerable because of that willpower that he has given us. That you use your willpower, Allah Ta'ala will cause the action to come into effect. That means the person is deciding that I want to make salat, so nobody is going to force him and drag him from his bed and bring him to the masjid. He is going to use his willpower. Now if the person does not come, he must not blame Allah Ta'ala that Allah didn't bring me, because it was in his power to bring me. Allah Ta'ala has given us that much power to make use of that power to come to the masjid. Now if the person doesn't come, then he is going to be answerable because he didn't use that willpower correctly. But like that, if you have to look at our life and everything else, it's in the control of Allah Ta'ala. A second before a disaster takes place, nobody knows. All the scientists of the world with all their equipment and all the technology, but they cannot predict that this is what is going to happen 1 second's time. So Allah Ta'ala, this person says, Hasbi Allah, my Allah is sufficient for me. And if Allah becomes ours, then everything is ours. اگر اک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، اگر اک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری. If Allah is ours, then the kingdoms are ours. And the kingdoms are in the heart. This is what we haven't experienced as yet. The only kingdom that we have experienced is the kingdom of gold and silver and wealth and property and all these things which are on the outside. And we think that those are the kingdoms. Indeed, those are ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah gives it in a halal way, I always say use it and make shukr of Allah Ta'ala and get connected with Allah Ta'ala. But we should not think that those are the only kingdoms that are on the outside. The real kingdoms and true kingdoms are on the inside. A person can be outwardly a person in poverty, but he can be a king at heart. And sometimes a person is a king outside, but is a poor person and is a beggar at heart. So this person says, Hasbi Allah, my Allah is sufficient for me. If only we can just get this part of this dua correct, that my Allah is sufficient for me, then we will do everything that is we are expected to do, which is right. On the shortcomings and weaknesses, we'll make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. And then indeed we will find Allah Ta'ala with us. Wherever we will be, we will find Allah Ta'ala with us. In poverty, in pain, in sickness, in disease, in good health, in wealth, in riches, in palaces, in huts, in darkness, in light. Ah, if only we can get this feeling of Allah Ta'ala being with us. It is such a feeling that we will sacrifice all the wealth of the world and all the riches of the world and all the gold and silver of the world in exchange for this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that we get this realization that my Allah is sufficient for me. May Allah Ta'ala give me also that realization, give you also and the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.